With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump says the Navy will immediately start a blockade of ships entering or leaving the Strait of Hormuz. This decision follows failed U.S.-Iranian peace talks in Pakistan yesterday. Mr. Trump wants to control the water, which is a crucial choke point, for global oil supplies. And if we do control it, then it will weaken Iran's economic leverage. He instructed the Navy also to intercept vessels paying tolls to Iran. Economist Steve Moore urges patience as the Iranian conflict plays out.
Stay the course, folks. This is painful. I don't like paying $4.25 a gallon at the pump, but it is going to be a temporary situation. And when we come out of this, hopefully we will have a more peaceful, more prosperous world.
Moore with the Committee to Unleash Prosperity made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Allies are yanking support for Democrat Slalwell's California governor's run after sexual assault allegations.
On Friday, the congressman taking to his X account, denying allegations he sexually assaulted a woman who worked for him.
These allegations of sexual assault are flat false. They're absolutely false.
Slalwell, among the leading Democrats in the race to replace Governor Gavin Newsom, a likely presidential candidate who calls the allegations from multiple sources deeply troubling and says they must be taken seriously. The San Francisco Chronicle reporting the woman said Slalwell sexually assaulted her in 2019 and 2024. I'm Julie Walker.
A federal judge extending an emergency restraining order on the $6.2 billion proposed merger between Nexstar Media Group and Tegna for 1 week. U.S. District Judge Troy Nunley has said that the extension will give him time to decide if a longer stop is needed. This is SRN News. Supporters of England's nearly 500-year-old church choir tradition are trying to preserve it as the nation becomes increasingly secular. They've launched a campaign for the government to recognize choral services as an important part of Britain's culture under a United Nations program that seeks to protect intangible cultural heritage. The epitome of British church choir tradition is Evensong, a weekly evening service of hymns, psalms, and prayers laid out by Archbishop Thomas Cranmer of the Church of England in 1549. The Center for Small Town Jewish Life at Colby College is working to keep synagogues alive in rural areas. The center began a decade ago with a goal of supporting Jewish congregations that are far from big cities and has grown to run programs in more than 60 communities in over 20 states. The organization says 1 in 8 Jewish Americans live outside a major urban area, and the center exists to help them thrive. This is SRN News. New Yorkers are flocking to a Manhattan park for a show put on by a flock of birds.
The American woodcock, a tiny bird that seemingly dances around, has become the star attraction in New York City's Bryant Park as hordes of onlookers stop by each day to see it, including Yale University professor Bill Rankin.
It's a very charismatic bird. I mean, it's goofy looking. It's got eyes that are always looking at you no matter where you are. It does this nice little dance when it's nervous. Having two of them together is a kind of nice little, you know, romantic story of spring and everything.
The woodcocks are known to stop by Manhattan's Bryant Park every year as they migrate north in early spring. Julie Walker, New York.
Today is Sunday, April the 22nd, and I should say April the 12th, rather, and a number of notable people are celebrating a birthday today. That includes musician Herbie Hancock, who's 86 years old today, musician John Kay of Steppenwolf, who's 82. This is SRN News.